Recording in progress.
I'm back with a new flow, zone in a milkman. Here we go, like a rhyme delivery service, we bring the heat. Spit fire on the beat, no defeat. Gal going through the green, she got the crown with the confidence. She's tearing the deck, she's a boss, always on the grind, leaving the mark, one verse at a time. Yeah, the milkman on the track, dropping bombs, delivering rhymes. The milkman with a bomb, fresh lyrics, throwing cool as can be. Making you move.
Zoe's got a crown, she's the queen, and then Milkman mumble.
Yeah, I just was like trying to heavily listen to it to try to pick out what the instruments need to come down just to make out what.
Right, I've played that probably 100 times now. I still can't make sense of it anyway. That should we let the cat out of the bag on that, by the way?
About what?
Nothing.
Okay.
We will not reveal that that is not actually my band, The Milkshakes.
What? I'm shooketh to my core. This is breaking news.
The listeners looking at the speakers right now going, what the hell is it then? I don't understand. Someday all will be made clear. There's my partner in crime for Yow, your Ottawa webcast, Zoe Thorne. Big plans for the long weekend, Zoe?
I did, but sadly, Mr. Handsome is still not feeling well, so we have canceled our, you know, going up to the cottage for this weekend. Aww. So, yeah, but hopefully it'll be a lovely weekend in town, and we can get out and just, like, do some light exercises or something.
Oh, so you're still getting together, you're just not going to the cottage.
Yes, okay. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But all right.
Last night was a big win for my work softball team, which was great. So I'm riding a high today off of that fantastic win. We weren't doing very well in the first, you know, half of the game. And then all of a sudden we just made this like amazing comeback, and it was a bunch of like young whippersnippers. We don't know what company they were from, but they,
when the youngest person I know uses the term young whippersnippers, how do you think that makes Grandpa Milky feel here?
Well, like our team, I would say our demographic is very diverse. Whereas that team was all probably like young 20s, early 30s. So I think at one point they felt that, oh, we've got this on this team, and we came back and just demoed them. So that was fantastic. And I brought tunes, which everyone loved.
Yeah. So what was your solution for that?
So I found some really nice playlists that were kind of, you know, summer feel good pop, you know, kind of stuff. And there was a couple maybe choice words, we'll say, but the kids didn't seem to notice. They were running around playing with sticks and getting ice creams and stuff. So.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it was really funny. The field was very small, and like I think like after maybe the first three innings, all of a sudden like a group started playing soccer in the middle of the outfield.
I
and
believe
then
it's
all
called football.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Football.
The beautiful game.
But yeah, and then all of a sudden an ice cream man showed up and parked himself right in the middle of the outfield. So
these ice cream trucks, they're not stupid. They know where they need to be.
Everyone is just like out to get hit today. Yesterday, I was like, someone's going to get smoked with one of these, but thankfully no one was. So
speaking of ice cream, McDonald's has a brand new McFlurry flavor. Have you heard about the Grandma McFlurry? Mm.
No.
Vanilla ice cream, syrup, and crunchy candy pieces that McDonald's says are like Grandma's favorite treat that she hid in her purse. That's right. We're talking butterscotch.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, if the McFlurry machine is ever working, I will try to order one of those.
Again, a reminder, if you're going for ice cream, you can know before you go. Check out McBroken.com. It's an actual legitimate thing.
Yep.
All right, we're off and running. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast. She's Zoe. I'm the Milkman. We're online at yowshow.ca.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. At the moment, it is mainly cloudy, but we already have reached the high of 24 degrees, which feels like 26 or more, if you're in the correct place. But these high temperatures come at a cost. At the end of the afternoon and early evening, there is a risk of thunderstorms. At the end of the evening and all night, we'll encounter some light rain. The minimum will be around 16 degrees. Just after the sun comes up, the rain will stop. The rest of Saturday will be a mix of sun and clouds. At the end of the afternoon, mainly sunny with a high of 24, which feels like 26. A light wind from the east. Looks great for a barbecue or a bonfire. The night is mainly clear with a low of 13. Sunday starts off mainly sunny. Early afternoon, some clouds will drift in. The wind is light from the south, bringing us a high temperature of 27, which feels like 30. A clear night with a low of 14. Monday is Victoria Day, and most people will have a day off. It's going to be a nice day with a mix of sun and clouds. The high is 27 again, which feels like 30. Monday night is partly cloudy with a low of 16. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Kenville, Ontario, this was your BTR weatherman, Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024, only on blasttheradio.com. Catch me again on Tuesday for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
We've got Keith Whittier here, the wittiest of Whittiers, to tell us what we should be adding to our watch list this fantastic long weekend. Hey, Keith.
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Thanks. First of all, let us start off with a nice little kids movie called If. If, of course, stands for Imaginary Friend. This is the latest movie from John Krasinski, who, of course, brought us A Quiet Place. So he's gone from horror to like family friendly in a snap. This is a cute movie. And understanding that I am not the intended target market, I think kids will like this. It focuses on a young girl by the name of Bea. She's dealing with the fact that she lost her mom, and her dad, played by Krasinski, is in the hospital. And now she is bombarded by all of these imaginary friends in this very wonderful world of imaginary friends. And we go from there. From an adult perspective, there's a lot of things about this movie from a continuity standpoint that just don't add up. And I don't think it's Krasinski's best. Again, understanding not the intended target market. I think if you're bringing your kids, your nieces, your nephews, they will eat it up. And that is If.
What's great is that it was actually the first time Krasinski and Steve Carell, this is their first time reuniting on a film, because Steve is one of the voices of one of the imaginary friend characters. It's also like an exciting, you know, joining of teams, because there's also now, of course, that new spinoff of The Office coming eventually in the future. So super pumped.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You always bring us to what else you got for us this long weekend.
Okay, now we're going to get a little scary. We've got The Strangers Chapter 1. So back in 2008, there was a movie called The Strangers that was extremely successful. And of course, in this day in Hollywood, I mean, we just keep doing the same thing over and over again. So The Strangers, basically, Chapter 1 follows this couple. Of course, their car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, aka Oregon. And the next thing you know, they have to stop into this little town and they're put up in this Airbnb. And then they're in the middle of nowhere and they are basically being home invaded by these three masked intruders. Now, if you saw the 2008 version, I will say this is pretty much the same movie. There's slight nuances and little differences to it, but overall, you're watching the same film. What's interesting about this is actually a trilogy. So we've got Chapter 2 coming this fall, and then Chapter 3 concluding either December or January of next year. So if you've seen the original movie, you can probably skip this and wait for Chapter 2. But if you haven't seen the 2008 version, it's a pretty good movie. Although the same flaws that were in the 2008 movie, they kept in this. I don't know. If somebody's in the exact same room that I'm in, chances are I'm going to know it, and the directors haven't figured that out yet. The other thing I will say is if you want to see the movie, don't see the trailer. The trailer gives way too much away.
Oh, no.
So I will definitely throw that caveat in there.
My favorite thing is always when like the girl trips and falls when running away. And I'm like, I have never tripped and fell when running away from anyone or anything.
I have, right?
You have?
Okay. Every time.
Yeah. They should put you in the movie then.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Classic plot twist.
There you go. What to watch this weekend. Thank you, Keith Whittier. His reviews always available on his website, wittywhittier.com. The May 2-4 long weekend is finally here, but what to do? With some options, here's Zoe.
Yeah, so tonight there are two circuses in town at the moment. Yeah, there's Cirque du Paris. This is going to be at Tanger Outlet from as of yesterday until the 20th. There's humor, thrills, and for all ages, this immersive circus is here for you. Head to their website at cirquedeparis.com for details about tickets and showtimes.
Is it weird that I've never once been to Tanger Outlets in Ottawa? I've been to Tanger Outlets in Myrtle Beach. I have not been to the Tanger Outlets in Kanata. I gotta go.
Oh, you gotta check it out. Yeah. There's also Cirque a la Carte, this Cabernet style environment with an amazing performances from local circus artists for all ages, but does have some adult content, is on tonight starting at 7:30 p.m. It is on the third floor at the Art Court Studio on 2 Daly Avenue. The Ottawa Valley Roller Derby has started its season tomorrow. This action-packed roller derby is for all ages. Kids under 10 can actually go for free to watch all the excitement. Tickets are $15. All the hits starting at 5:30 p.m. Roll up to Saint Laurent Complex, located at 525 Côté, for the full contact games. Sunday, Zumba on the Hill, which of course is at Parliament Hill, is starting at 4 p.m. It is free. Get out there and shake what your mama gave you with this fun and cardio-packed workout.
There's many hills, though, so I'm glad you specified.
Well,
there's Major's Hill, there's the Toboggan Hill.
But I feel like anytime we see like yoga on the hill, Zumba on the hill, Parliament Hill, just so everyone
just
knows.
Follow your favorite trucker. They'll take you right to it.
Oh, of course, I've got live music for this weekend. Tonight, Toronto songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Abigail Lepel returns with Anniversary, a collection of original folk love songs at Redbird starting at 8 p.m. Tomorrow, country music superstar Cole Swindle will be at Canadian Tire Center on his Win the Night tour. The show starts at 7 p.m. if you're a huge country fan.
Yeehaw!
Sunday, Club Saw will have the more internationally appealing singer Koo, a breakout artist in 2005 from Brazil. Check out her airy, slightly smoky alto. The show starts at 7 p.m.
And of course, the Tulip Festival continues. They got the drone show up this weekend.
Yep.
Everywhere you look, things to do in Ottawa. Thank you, Zoe. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast.
This is your Empowerment Coach, Susie, with today's Empowerment Moment. Staying connected with others helps create strong relationships that can provide you with the emotional support and improved mental health you need. Social connections not only increase your longevity, they can boost your mood and provide a buffer against stress. It can be something as simple as meeting a friend for coffee, joining an interest club, or even calling a family member. Nurturing these important relationships is one of the essential keys to a balanced, happy, and empowered life. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Zoe had her list of things to do for the weekend. I'm going to bring you indoors. It is couch potato time. What you watching? New things that are streaming this weekend. Over on Prime Video, new docuseries, Zoe. It's called 99. I know you're a soccer fan, or footy, as we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This is the definitive documentary series of Man U's historic winning season in 1999.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Birth, Rebirth, the theatrical release comes to streaming today on Prime Video. Here is the synopsis. It's a morgue technician who successfully reanimates the body of a little girl, but to keep her breathing, she will need to harvest biological materials from pregnant women.
Oh my God, that sounds horrific, but also really good.
Yeah,
all at
I knew
the
you'd
same
be
time.
Into that. Power is new on Netflix. The Big Cigar is new on Apple TV. This is what I'm likely to be sitting down and watching tonight. It's the season premiere on Paramount Plus of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. Yes!
Woo!
Jimmy Fallon tonight has Gayle King as his guest. She is 69 years young, and she is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Their swimsuit issue hit stands today. I believe this is the last print edition that Sports Illustrated is doing ever.
I hear the articles are fantastic.
Yes, as discussed yesterday, we only read these things for the article. And a revelation from Zoe. She's apparently a big fan of Playboy. Jojo Siwa is also on with Fallon tonight. Stephen Colbert has Ethan Hawke and Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric the Entertainer, one of the many, 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 many comedians who make cameo appearances in Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted, which absolutely worth a watch.
Oh, fantastic. I kind of am excited to see all the clips that come out from this Jojo Siwa interview, though.
Yeah.
She's always a bit controversial as of late, so.
A little bit. Well, there you go. What you watching for the long weekend on Yow? Your Ottawa webcast.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Back in my day.
The current score, if you would, please.
30-26 for me.
It's always a 4-point gap. I need to close that gap. Let's see how I do with this. All right, Zoe, back in my day, there was a guy named Spuds McKenzie. Who is Spuds McKenzie?
Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah.
Is it like an actual living person?
No.
Okay, so was it?
I like how you go fishing for hints, but then don't give me any hints.
You don't ask.
Good point.
Point me. okay, Spuds McKenzie was a advertising character created for a potato brand like McCain.
You were doing so well with advertising character created for, and then it went down the pooper. It would have made sense for potatoes, but no, Spuds McKenzie was the original party animal for Budweiser beer.
Oh,
he was a
random dog.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Tone Loke even mentioned Spuds McKenzie in one of his songs. Oh. That's how popular Spuds McKenzie was back in my day. The scoreboard currently, Zoe, I believe is 30-27.
Back in my day, Live Strong. What was that all about?
That was, as I'm about to say it, I'm like, no. It was like an athletic competition, like participation, that type of thing, Live Strong.
So Live Strong is a foundation for people dealing with cancer out of the States, and they became mainstream when they came out with yellow silicone wristbands that said Live Strong. So there was this huge craze in the early 2000s of people wearing all these silicone bracelets to show that they care.
Yes, the Lance Armstrong campaign is what it was.
I thought you were going to get it. I was pretty worried.
Programming notes, which I should probably check with Zoe first before.
What's going on? I'm getting so confused. Well,
Monday's a holiday. Are we doing a show or no?
No, let's take a long weekend, girl. We deserve it.
Yeah, girl. Okay, girl. Yeah. We'll take a long weekend, girl.
Yeah.
You're just setting me up so nicely to watch RuPaul's Drag Race Superstars tonight.
Get it.
I have a viral video I need to share with you. And to our listener, I'm sorry, no amount of warning that I could have given you would have prepared you for the amount of cuteness that is about to come pouring out of your speakers. This is from Instagram. Mom welcomed her young boy home from school and discovered he did not eat his lunch.
Oh.
Here's his reason why.
Did you eat all your lunch at school?
No, actually, because my girlfriend was in the right across from me, and you put a note that says, I love you, babe.
Because I put a note in your lunchbox that said, I love you, babe?
Yes.
Your girlfriend got mad?
Yes. Oh,
that's so cute.
I mean, he might be, like, maybe 6 years old. The look on his face, he is so conflicted because he likes his mom. But his girlfriend saw that he had a note from mom that said, I love you, babe. He couldn't eat his lunch. He wouldn't touch it.
So now mom's got to like step it up. And when he opens his lunchbox next week, it's got to have the song play. I love you, babe. Like over and over every time he opens his lunchbox.
You're awful. You are absolutely awful. In fact, you know how awful you are?
Mm.
We do 6 segments on this show every single week. You have yet to ask me what my plans are for the weekend, Zoe Thorne.
Oh,
it was all about you in segment number 1. I'm doing this and I'm doing that and handsome man is sick, but we're going to do this. And oh, look at that. We're out of time. So what I'm doing this weekend is just going to have to remain a mystery, I guess. Thanks for nothing, Zoe Thorne. No.
Come on. Tell me. Spill the beans.
No.
Come on. Everyone wants to know.
Nobody wants to know.
Are you just sitting in your backyard drinking whiskey?
That sounds good. Close. I'm going to sit in the RV and drink whiskey because I'm actually going to get the RV, the antifreeze and stuff out of the pipes and get that sucker open so we can hit the road in the BTRV for mental health and get the podcast back up and going as well called Bumps in the Road. So if you've got a community event and you'd like to have Zoe and I there with the RV, we show up, we got the PA system, we got microphones, we can play some music. Zoe's already got a playlist. Most of the songs apparently don't have F words in them. We make no guarantees. Feel free to book us. And yes, the door is always open to come on inside and have a conversation about mental health. So there you go. That is my plan for the weekend. We hope you have great plans for your weekend as well. And thanks for making us part of it. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. And of course, on demand, every episode is listed on our website. Could not make it easier for you. yowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now. TTFN.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.